Oh, look, he'd be overawed that this has occurred, but look, it really is. It's a wonderful gesture from the state government and the Office of Environment and Heritage to create this scholarship in Glenn's memory. And I know Glenn's life partner, Alison, and his family are thrilled that this has occurred.
Yeah, I think you were telling me just a bit earlier that when the news came out yesterday, you were emailing each other and sharing the news. What did people say?
Oh, look, we sent out the university group that got an email just with the link to the scholarship information, and sort of instantly there were half a dozen responses came back that just said, you know, brilliant news, fantastic, all those sorts of things. So, look, everyone's still struggling with Glenn's loss and the background to it, but at least this is another positive thing that will come out of a tragic situation.
Yeah, it seems a wonderful tribute in his honour. What kind of person would you hope applies for it?
Oh, well, someone that, has probably shared Glenn's passion for the environment and a fellow that had a huge life force. So, someone that's going to take full advantage of the opportunity and then do something positive with the study. So,
do you think it will be a sort of a weighty responsibility to take on the scholarship and to try and, you know, in that respect, I guess, honour his contribution to the environment?
Oh, I hope they take it seriously, but I don't think Glenn would want that to be a burden for the person. he would see it as an opportunity, and he would want the person to make the most of that opportunity.
Newcastle University, do you reflect on the time together and what it was like at uni studying together?
Oh, yeah, look, it was we had a wonderful time there in the early 80s, and it's a wonderful institution, and I've got two children down there now, and it's nice to maintain that contact. But this is great that the department have created this for Glenn.
And Graham, Glenn's family, are they being supported enough still? There's still a lot of support coming from the community after the tragedy?
Yeah, look, everyone is still very supportive. And look, I really need to give the state government a huge rap. You know, since it's just gone 6 months since Glenn was murdered, and the state government, and particularly the efforts of our local MP, Kevin Anderson, they've been very, very receptive to finding ways to assist Alison and the kids and support Glenn's family. So I can't thank them enough for their efforts, but also the community. You know, Glenn's workmates, I had an email yesterday from some of the EPA guys in Armidale that want to come down and have another working bee at Alison's farm, and the Tamworth Public school community has been fantastic. So Alison told me a story. She had the kids at Nundle Pool just recently, and a woman that she didn't know came up and pressed $50 into her hand and just said, we've been thinking and praying for you, and that's all that was said. And it just, the level of support for Alison has been great. But, you know, in this sort of situation, there will never be enough support to sort of, replace Glenn. So.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. It's such a wonderful thing to hear that is continuing for Alison. Look, Graham, I know it's really difficult to talk about this, but it's lovely and kind of you to do it, particularly as the debate around native veg continues and unfortunately is now tied into the story. So we really appreciate your time, Graham. I know it's really tough, and our great thanks to you this morning. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.